وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your khidmat and services for his magnificent and beautiful deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when this verse was revealed, and those who hoard gold and silver, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one of his journeys. One of his companions radiallahu anhum said, this verse has been revealed with regard to gold and silver. If only we knew which wealth is best, we would keep it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best wealth is a tongue that is engaged in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, a heart that is grateful, and a believing wife who helps him in his faith and his iman. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are four qualities which, if a person has been bestowed with them, he has been bestowed with the best of this world and the hereafter. They are a grateful heart, a tongue that is engaged in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalalu, a body that is patient at times of calamities, a wife who does not commit a sin with regard to herself, that is a chastity and his wealth. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the similitude of he who remembers his sustainer and he who does not remember his sustainer is like that of the living and the dead. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there shall be people who will engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on comfortable beds. He will admit them to the highest levels of paradise. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, not a single day and night passes without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu having a charity which he bestows to whomever he wills from his servants. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has not favored any servant with anything more superior than inspiring him to engage in his remembrance. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if there is a person who has dirhams in his lap which he is distributing, and another who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the one who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is superior. Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala narrates with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person asks thus, which mujahideen shall receive the greatest reward? He replied, those who engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu the most. He asked, which people who fast shall receive the greatest reward? He replied, those who engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu the most. He then asked about salah, zakah, hajj, and charity. And each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, those who engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu the most. On hearing this, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, O Abu Hafs, those who engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu have taken all the good. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the inhabitants of paradise will not express any remorse except for the time which elapsed wherein they did not engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there is no time which passes by a man in which he did not remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu was good, except that he will express remorse over it on the day of resurrection. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan places his mouth on the heart of a man. If he remembers Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Shaitan retracts. If he forgets to remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Shaitan eats his heart. He is the whisperer, the one who retracts. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, O man, if you remember me, you have in fact been grateful to me. If you forget me, you have in fact been ungrateful to me. The reward for the circles of zikr and assembling for zikr. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a circle of his companions and asked them, for what reason are you sitting like this? They replied, we sat in order to remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Praise him for guiding us to Islam and for the favors that he showered on us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, I ask you by Allah, did you sit solely for this? They replied, we swear by Allah that we sat for no reason other than this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, I did not ask you to take an oath because I doubt you. Rather, it is because Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and informed me that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is boasting about you before the angels. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that it was the habit of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala that when he met anyone from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say to him, come, let us believe in our sustainer for a little while. One day he said this to a man and the latter became angry. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen this Abu Rawah ibn Rawaha remaining aloof from belief in you towards belief for a little while? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, may Allah Jalla Jalalu shower his mercy on Ibn Rawaha. He loves the assemblies which are boastfully mentioned to the angels. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has angels moving about on the paths seeking the people of dhikr. When they find the people engaging in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, they call out to each other, go to fulfill your needs. They then surround them with their wings till they reach the lowest heaven. Their sustainer, who knows best about them, asks them, what are my servants saying? They reply, they are glorifying you, speaking of your greatness, praising you, and exalting you. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu asks, have they seen me? They reply, no, by Allah they have not seen you. He asks, what if they were to see me? They reply, if they were to see you, they would be more ardent in their worship of you, more intense in your exaltation, and they will glorify you more abundantly. He asks, what are they asking for? So they reply, they are asking you for paradise. He asks, have they seen it? They reply, no, by Allah, they have not seen it. He asks, what if they were to see it? They reply, if they were to see it, they would be more desirous of it. Their quest for it would be more intense, and the yearning for it would be greater. So he asks, from what are they seeking refuge? They reply, they are seeking refuge from the hellfire. He asks, have they seen it? They replied, no, by Allah, they have not seen it. He asks, what if they were to see it? They reply, if they were to see it, they would flee from it more swiftly, and their fear of it would be more intense. He says, I make you witness to the fact that I have forgiven them. One of the angels says, There's such and such a person amongst them. He's not part of them. He merely came there for some work. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replies, they are such companions that even the one sitting with them is not deprived. A narration of Imam Muslim Rahimahullah states, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has special angels moving about seeking the assemblies of dhikr. When they find an assembly in which is the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, they sit with them. They surround each other with their wings till they fill the area between themselves till the lowest heavens. Once the people depart, the angels ascend to the heavens and climb up. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu asks them, while knowing best himself, from where have you come? They reply, we came from some servants of yours on earth. They were glorifying you, speaking of your greatness, speaking of your divinity, praising you and asking of you. He asks, what were they asking of me? They reply, they were asking you your paradise. He asks, have they seen my paradise? They reply, no, O our sustainer. And he asks, what if they were to see my paradise? They reply, they are also seeking your refuge. He asks, from what are they seeking my refuge? They reply, from your hellfire, O our sustainer. He asks, have they seen my hellfire? They reply, no. He asks, what if they were to see my hellfire? They reply, they are seeking your forgiveness. He says, I have certainly forgiven them, given them whatever they asked for, and gave them refuge from that which they sought refuge. They say, O our sustainer, amongst them is a person who is a big sinner. He was merely passing by and sat with them. Allah Jalla Jalalu says, I have forgiven him as well. They are a people whose sitting companion is also not deprived. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, on the day of resurrection, the entire gathering of people will come to know who the people of honor are. He was asked, who are the people of honor, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they are the people of the assemblies of dhikr. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no people engaging in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu solely for his pleasure, without an announcer from the heavens calling out to them, get up, having been forgiven, your evils have been turned into good deeds. Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no people sit in an assembly remembering Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and then getting up from there without it being said to them, you may get up having been forgiven. Your evil has been turned into good deeds. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by Abdullah ibn Rawaha while the latter was reminding and advising his companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, you are the group which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu ordered me to remain patiently with. He then recited this verse, keep yourself with those who invoke the sustainer morning and evening, seeking his countenance. Let not your eyes overlook them, seeking the adornment of this worldly life. Pay no heed to the one whose heart we have rendered heedless of our remembrance, who follows his own lusts and whose case exceeds all bounds. Listen, when a group of you sits, an equal number of angels sit with them. When they glorify Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the angels also glorify him. When they praise Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the angels also praise him. When they utter the greatness of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the angels also utter his greatness. They then ascend to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while he knows best, and they say, O our sustainer, your servants glorified you, so we also glorified you. They uttered your greatness, so we also uttered your greatness. They praised you, so we also praised you. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, O my angels, I make you witness to the fact that I have forgiven them. The angels say, amongst them was a person who is a great sinner. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replies, they are a people whose companions are also not deprived. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us engage ourselves in the assemblies of dhikr And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our tongues moist with his dhikr. Ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar, morning and night. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.